This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dara, did you know Anthony?
Yeah, I did. He was just a great guy, the American, you know, hero. I met him like 20 years ago before he was famous. He came to town to do an event at Cooks at Cocos Hill, and we spent the day together kind of exploring St. Paul and getting lunch, and he was just the most curious and open and interested person. And you know, then we were friends for 20 years, and I just can't even believe, I kind of in that place where I can't believe it, and I know it's true, and I just, he was such a gift. He was such a great man. And he came to the Twin Cities all the time. He was friends with Andrew Zimmern. And he just, you know, I remember celebrating with him when he got his CNN show, and it seemed like such a caper, you know, so amazing that someone like him would get this national platform. And he was so curious about the world and so interested in sharing everybody's stories, sort of the people that were not powerful and the people that were powerful. And he really believed that, you know, by bringing these things to the surface, by bringing people's stories and their cultures and their lives together, that we could make a better world. He's just the biggest person, and there's just such a hole in this country now without him. He gave so much. I'm just beside myself.
Yeah, it was stunning news when it came in earlier this morning, and we don't have all the details. Unfortunately, they're calling it a suicide, which is ironic because we had a big story on the rise in suicides, not only here in Minnesota, but it points beyond. But as you said, he seemed like a real kind of happy-go-lucky guy, didn't he?
Well, I don't know that I would have ever said happy-go-lucky. He felt everything very deeply. You know, his heritage of using heroin, it's all in his first book. You know, he was a reformed junkie. That's when he started writing. And I think that a lot of people, you know, we don't talk about the fact that a lot of reason people find drugs is because there's a lot of pain, you know, involved in life, right? People die. It's part of life. It's a horrible part of life. Life is very often a struggle. And he was kind of, I wouldn't say happy-go-lucky, but a person who was involved in finding meaning, you know, to make it meaningful, to make the things that were not, you know, the way that life can kind of just feel like one thing after another. He was involved in the work of finding meaning in it.
Yeah, it's really interesting. One of the comments on the news was that he felt like he was in a real good spot right now. One of his co-workers said he just seems so happy at this point, but that's the tragedy of suicide, certainly, and we wish he knew more about it. Did he spawn a lot of shows, a lot of food shows, do you think?
I'm not sure that he spawned a lot of food shows. He was kind of a one-of-a-kind guy, but he certainly inspired, you know, hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands, I don't know how many people to go into the kitchen. Before his book came out, that first book, Kitchen Confidential, you know, I think that, and that was right around the time the Food Network began. But before then, working in restaurants was really not seen as a reputable or sexy or a, you know, wonderful thing to do with your life. And afterwards, he really put a lot of, a lot of kids who are not verbal, not office people, they kind of realize like, oh, this is fun, you know, like incredibly difficult work with your hands, but a amazing life. And he was kind of the first of the, I don't know, there's always like seems to be a new generation of rock star chefs, but he was kind of in that founding generation of rock star chefs. And yeah, I would say he inspired more people to go into the kitchen and be cooks than anything.
Dara, we'll look forward to your show tomorrow. I'm sure you have a lot to prep and get ready for tomorrow. And I appreciate you sharing your thoughts on a pretty emotional day for you. Thank you. And we'll listen for you tomorrow at 11 here on CCO.
Okay, thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.